Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created His creation, and from all of His creation, three of His makhluk have been given the command to worship Him. So we have many creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from all the creation, three exclusively have been created so that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the angels. But the angels have not been mentioned in the Quran. Why? Because they are not given the choice. And so the angels, the malaika, never ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you have the jinns, and you have insan, the jinns and human beings. These two creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a choice. Whether they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or if they are going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why there is a clear command where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That the jinns and the ins, human beings, have got a maqsad, and that maqsad is that they remember Allah and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is our purpose in this dunya, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, before Allah created insan, in alame arwah, all of the souls were gathered together. And at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to all the arwah, the souls, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? So in the heavens, everyone, not a single soul was a kafir soul. Not a single soul was a kafir soul. So in the heavens, everyone was a mu'min. Every ruh was a Muslim. And so every ruh actually said, Bala, of course, without a doubt, Ya Allah, we know that you have created us. Shahidana, we are witness to this. And so this was the ahad, the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken from all of humanity, from all of the insan that are to come. But then because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to test humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan in such a manner that he is also very, very forgetful. His memory is also very, very limited. And because he is forgetful and because he forgets, to remind of that promise, that allegiance that insan had taken in Alam-e-Arwa, to facilitate insan and humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So the messengers came in this dunya one by one to remind them that look, none is worthy of worship. So my dear brothers that are here, please, if you can switch off your mobile phones and listen to me attentively, barakallah. This mobile is a big fitna, and at least in the house of Allah, switch it off, or you know, just sit patiently, and you are here now, so just listen. Inshallah, there is khair in there. Let's not allow shaitan to distract us and turn our attention somewhere else. And so Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam would come and they would say to the people that look, none is worthy of worship except for Allah. And they would remind humanity of that oath that they had taken. Every Nabi would say to the people, what you are doing is wrong and this is right. This is wrong and this is right. And what is fundamental is that you only worship one Allah. This is why Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came in this dunya and they reminded humanity. And from all of the prophets that came, the greatest Nabi that came is our Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the greatest Nabi. And when someone is the greatest, then everything given to him is also the greatest. Such is the maqam and honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that generally we see that a child will not call his father by the name or the mother by the name. Why? Because of respect. Chacha hai, someone elder, your teacher, you will want to call upon them with titles. When we look at the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never ever directly spoken to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his name. Other prophets we see, Ya Zakariya, Ya Nuh, many prophets, Ya Dawood, Ya Adam, all of them, when speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their name directly, O Adam, O Musa, O Harun, O Isa, Ya Isa. But when it comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never ever will you find in the Quran, Ya Muhammad. You'll never find that in the Quran. You will only find, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, a title. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, a title. Ya ayyuhal rasool. Ya ayyuhal nabi. Yasin. Taha. And these are the names that you will find when Allah is speaking directly. But of course, in the Quran you get the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, so that no one in the world can say that the Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his name is not in the Quran. Nobody can say that also. So the name Muhammad is also in the Quran and Ahmad is also in the Quran, but by way of directly speaking to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or giving him the command, never will you find that directly Allah has mentioned as Ya Muhammad. Generally the term Qul, the command of Qul, that say, this has been mentioned. This is the honor and this is the maqam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave our Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the 63 years given to him is also nothing but a miracle. So Allah takes an oath by his Umar, la'amruka. What does Allah say? Teri Umar ki kasam. I take an oath by your age, the time that I have given you. 63 years, la'amruk. That if a person looks into any time into the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before Nabuwat, after Nabuwat, in Makkah, in Medina, wherever, it is nothing but hidayat. There is nothing but hidayat for our beloved Nabi, from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, in our session tonight, I want to mention something very important, and that is the haqq of Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What are the rights of Hazrat Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And the scholars have mentioned many huquq, but inshallah tonight we will try to cover 7 very, very important points, which is the haqq of Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I want the brothers, mashallah, to go home and do ta'leem of this and make sure that we implement this in our lives. These are things that are very, very important. What is the first haqq of Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The first right of Hazrat Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to bring iman upon him. What is the first haqq? That you bring iman upon him. And so if there are more than 6 billion people in this world today, it is the right and the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they must bring iman upon who? Rasulullah. That is why the jinns also, they declared to the kalima and they testified and they brought iman upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the first haqq. Sahaba-e kiram ajma'een would say that even before Nabuwat, now listen to this, this is before Nabuwat, when we would walk in Makkah Mukarrama and pass by the mountains. You have seen Makkah, it is very rocky and it's covered by mountains. You've seen that, mashallah. And so every mountain that we would pass by, the companions would say, we would hear the mountains making salam. The mountains making salam. Now, nowadays to understand this is very easy. The technology that we have. Your mobile phone can control everything. The heating in your house. It can switch the lights and subhanallah. Everything, the technology that we have. Your mobile phone can speak to you. It will tell you everything. And so this is part of iman bil ghaib. Iman bil ghaib. To bring iman also on the unseen. It's not just what you see. So the mountains would do salam to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amazing. At times Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pick up pebbles and stones and he would show it to the companions and they would start moving. And there was harkat, a movement, some form of movement. Something that we would consider as lifeless. But when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pick it up, it would start doing the tasbih of Allah. And Allah's Nabi would say, listen to the dhikr. Listen to the dhikr of Allah. Why? Because everything does the dhikr of Allah. It's only that we can't hear it. But this was the mu'jiza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it would open up. So bringing iman upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the first and the most important condition. So a person cannot enter into Jannah just by saying, you know, La ilaha illallah, bas. I only believe in La ilaha illallah and I'm not going to believe in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then this is not a complete statement. So a person needs to bring Iman upon Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is his first haqq. Number two, to show respect and honor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something the ulama have mentioned very, very integral, very important. A community that has got no respect or honor, then subhanallah, we are losers. If a child does not have respect for the mother or the father, then it is better to not have children. If a child cannot respect your mother and father, then it is better that you don't have children. If there is no respect, nothing works. And so the first thing the Quran puts into the people of Iman, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَكِّرُوهُ, and make sure, تُعَزِّرُوا and تُوَكِّرُوا means you respect and you show honor to this Nabi to the highest level. Highest level. In fact, such was the honor and respect given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this oath is another oath. One is the oath of Alami Arwah, and one is an oath that was taken by every Nabi that came, that when you come in this dunya, you also have to testify that your Nabi is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only then Nabuwat is given. Can you imagine that? That is why we say Rasulullah is Imamul Anbiya. What is he? He is the Imam also of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the Imam also of Musa alayhi salam. One day, some of the Jews had given an excerpt taken from Torah, and it was given to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and something that did not contradict the Quran. It was talking about Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And so he came and he showed this to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. He was a great leader. And he said that, I am alive and living amongst you, and you are excited by an excerpt that has been given to you by the Jews who have not accepted me. And you are talking about Musa alayhi salam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by Allah in whose hands is my soul, that if Musa, the greatest Nabi of Banu Israel, was to come down, he would have no choice but to follow my sunnah. Can you imagine that? He would have no choice but to follow my sunnah. This is the maqam, this is the status of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to show respect to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of the times what happens, sometimes the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is mentioned and we don't say durood. We should be happy and we should read durood and say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the second haqq, that to show the highest level of respect to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show the highest level of honor to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the difference between Iman and Kufr, you see, today you will find a Christian, but his love for Isa alayhi salam is so weak, because they really don't know the meaning of true love. That even in front of them, somebody was to mock at Jesus, perhaps it would not pain him so much as it would pain another Muslim. Because Islam locks you and guides you to the right path. And if you turn away from this, then you become very, very vulnerable. If you turn away from this. That is the difference, my respected brothers. But today the world has become very funny. You know, you talk against the black community, that is called racism. You talk against the Jewish community, that is called anti-Semitic. If you speak against the LGBT community, you are homophobic or whatever, or the gay community. But if you speak against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Islam, it is, you are exercising freedom of expression. Kaisi pagal dunya ho gayi hai, wah, wah, wah. Freedom of, to downgrade Islam, to speak against Islam, it is freedom of expression. But for everyone else, that honor is there. You could not speak against the Holocaust. You couldn't. You would be put in prison. People are in prison for denying the Holocaust. Am I right, Idris? Yeah. MashaAllah, we have lovely brothers that come. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honor, this is what the Quran says, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَكِّرُوهُ. That is the second haqq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us great leaders that don't fear no one but Allah. And they realize that everything only happens by Allah. No one can harm you, but only by the permission of Allah. And when you rely upon people, then Allah's nusrat and help is not with you. It is only Allah who does everything. And we need to showcase this love that we have for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The third honor is, one is respect and honor. The first was what? Iman. Iman and then respect and honor. The third is a bit slightly different, and that is to love him. What is it? To love him. To love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also very, very important. Like how we love many things in this dunya, we should also show love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Sahabai kiram ajma'een were lovers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is why Allah gave them the highest honor, Jannat, in this dunya. So number three is what, my respected brothers? To show love to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And let me tell you, it is not just insan that has shown love to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, everything in his creation has shown love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On one occasion, Jumu'ah khutbah, Allah's Nabi was resting his hand towards the branch of a date tree. There was a date tree towards the Qibla in the old masjid, the original masjid of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would lean and he would give khutbah. Subhanallah, can you imagine how fortunate this tree must be to touch the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Can you imagine that he would give khutbah and Allah's Nabi would lean and take sahara, support, on that branch? Sahaba come and they say, oh Nabi of Allah, we need to extend the masjid, we need to do some changes in the masjid, and for you, we want you to be comfortable, we'll make for you a pulpit, a mimbar. Allah's Nabi says, okay. The mimbar was made, Allah's Nabi sat on the pulpit, Jumu'ah comes, and Sahaba, the masjid is full, and there is this crying noise that is heard in the masjid. Everybody is wondering, who is crying like a baby? Like a baby camel that cries. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew immediately. He stood up and he got to that tree. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it seems that he was speaking with that tree. And he said to the audience that this day tree is crying because it feels deprived that now I am sitting on the mimbar and not touching it. And there are some scholars who have mentioned that Allah's Nabi gave it Basharat that you will be with me in Jannah. You will be with me in Jannah. If we don't show love to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected brothers and elders, then it is only our nuksan. It is only our nuksan. We are at loss and nobody else. And so bringing iman, showing respect and honor, and to show love to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number four, ulama have mentioned obediency. So this is the haq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you follow him. Obediency. And obediency means that you follow his sunnah. What is it? His sunnah. Now my respected brothers and elders, sometimes what happens in the night, we don't get a nice full sleep. It happens. And sometimes when you wake up, you are a bit lazy and you are tired. And you feel, oh, you know what, you haven't got that energy. And it happens sometimes. Then you can make amal on one forgotten sunnah. One forgotten sunnah. Hazrat Fatima came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh my dear father, the household chores are very, very difficult. And your son-in-law, Hazrat Ali, is saying that if we can request for some female maids that have come that can also help me and assist me. So Huzur alayhi salam said to Bibi Fatima, of course, no problem. If you want a female maid, we can give that to you. But can I not give you something even better? Give you something even better. What we call tasbih Fatimi. But then this tasbih, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, before going to sleep, read Subhanallah 33 times. How many times? Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah 33 times. Jazakallah. And Allahu Akbar 34. Brilliant. Alhamdulillah. 33, 33 and 34. Subhanallah, how many times? 33. Alhamdulillah, how many times? And Allahu Akbar. Put this into practice, this sunnah. And by making amal on this sunnah, you will feel refreshed. You will feel energetic. Your day also will be very, very good. You will feel that alhamdulillah, you've got energy. Because this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And really, thinking about this sunnah with this intention, read and you will see inshallah there is shifa for you. So obediency and to follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is also something that is very, very important. Allah give us the tawfiq. How many hukuk have been explained? Four. Number five, something that is very important. Durood Sharif. What is it? Durood Sharif. My brothers, make it a lifelong practice, not just Jumu'ah. Minimum 100 times durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day. Any durood that you like. The shortest durood is just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But any durood that you choose, read all the time. The barakat of this durood is that when you read durood, it is presented to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more you read, the more recognition is given that this person is always sending me durood. This person is always sending me durood. And in fact, there have been people that for some reason, if they didn't send durood, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come in their dream and say, why? What happened? I haven't received your hadiyah tonight. Ajeeb. Look at the ta'alluq they had with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, 5 points. Durood Sharif. And number six, ulama have mentioned difa'. Difa' means protecting the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Making sure that you are always there to protect the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Under no circumstances by you should any form or any type of disrespect be displayed, or even from the children. And so we must know that subhanallah, the maqam of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very important. You see today people going to the Rauza and they are talking and filming and doing all sorts. This is not adab. You are standing in front of Imamul Anbiya, the greatest human being. Even Malaika would stand in front of him with adab and with silence and do muraqabah and think that you are in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if anybody is not talking right with regards to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then give him an explanation, explain to him. And to defend the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very important. And the seventh and the very final haq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to promote his deen. What is it? To promote his deen. And so my respected brothers and elders, promoting Islam, promoting the deen is so important that scholars have mentioned that there is nothing greater than this. So wherever you are, in whatever capacity, always talk about Islam to people. And mashallah, if one person can accept Islam by your hands, inshallah ta'ala, there is kamyabi. Allah give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers and elders. If you don't mind, my respected brothers, I just want to say something because it is in the benefit of telling everybody that is here. A lot of people are asking me what time we will have dars next week. And because of the timing, Isha is at 7 o'clock and then it will go at 6:45 and then it will go at 6:30. So really to have dars it is impossible. What is it? Because of the timing. And it's not in my control, the times of the masjid. So I want to say to all of the brothers here, mashallah, jazakallah. For 2 decades, we have enjoyed our dars. I know so many people that have come, alhamdulillah, and we have done the seerah together, the signs of qiyamah, and alhamdulillah, many women have also benefited, and I have benefited greatly. So, jazakallah to everyone, all the musallis that have been coming. So, this was my last dars, and there will be no dars on a Wednesday, and also on a Friday, because of the timing for Isha. And it is only right that the brothers know. So if it was like 1 session or 2 session is fine. I would not have to make this announcement. But I make this announcement only so that everybody is here and that we can tell everybody else. Jazakallah, duakallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ ہم سب کو متقین میں سے بنا دے اللہ کریم ہم سب کو متقین میں سے بنا دے اللہ کریم یہ تیرا گھر ہے یا اللہ تو بے نیاز ہے یا اللہ پوری دنیا کو تیری ضرورت ہے یا اللہ تجھے کسی کی ضرورت نہیں ہے اللہ ہم تیرے عاجز بندے ہیں اللہ ہم تیرا شکر کرتے ہیں اللہ تو نے ہمیں توفیق دی کہ یا اللہ ہم اس گھر میں آ سکے ہم اس گھر کو آباد کر سکے اللہ ہم شکر کرتے ہیں تو نے توفیق دی کہ ہم نے سجدہ کیا رکوع کیا یا اللہ بہت سارے لوگ یہاں آئے انہوں نے دین کی بات سنی اللہ کریم یہ سب تیرا ہی فضل ہے اللہ اور تیرے فضل کے سوا کچھ بھی نہیں ہے اللہ جیسے تو نے فرمایا یا ایہ الناس انتم الفقراء اے انسان تم سب کے سب فقیر ہو یا اللہ ہم تیرے فقیر بندے ہیں اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما دے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما دے ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کے لیے تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کے لیے تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین نماز کا حساب تو میرے ہاتھ میں نہیں ہوتا I don't control the times for salat that's why what I control I say جزاک اللہ